Welcome to another episode of the NewsRamp Business and Corporate Podcast. I'm your host, Max Newsman, excited to bring you today's top stories. At NewsRamp.com, we gather the latest business news from the best sources, ensuring you stay updated and engaged. Before we begin, a quick reminder, this podcast features AI-assisted production and voices, but the news we present is genuine, with full stories available on NewsRamp.com. Today is Monday morning, November 10th, 2025, and we've curated a fantastic selection of business and corporate news just for you. So whether you're commuting, working out, or just relaxing, stay tuned and let's dive right in. Let's kick things off with our first headline.
Investor News breaks: StockClock.ai launches platform to prevent missed equity deadlines and lost option value. StockClock.ai has launched an equity deadline intelligence platform to help founders, executives, investors, and employee shareholders capture the full value of their equity grants, stock options, restricted shares, and warrants. The platform provides automated alerts for expirations and unlock dates, with plans to include escalation tools for advisors and attorneys. StockClock.ai replaces error-prone spreadsheets, offering clear visibility into vesting, lockup, and maturity schedules to maximize shareholder value. For more information, visit StockClock.ai's website. InvestorWire is a specialized communications platform focusing on press release syndication for private and public companies and the investment community, providing access to a vast network of wire solutions for maximum impact.
Investor News breaks: Max Power Mining, MaxX, OTC MaxXF, Frankfurt 89N, advances collaboration with PTRC and University of Regina on Canada's first natural hydrogen drill program. Max Power Mining is strengthening its collaboration with the Petroleum Technology Research Center and the University of Regina through a technical working session at the U of R Innovation Center, followed by a field visit to the Lawson drill site in Saskatchewan. Led by Chief Geoscientist Steve Halabura, the session aims to deepen understanding of Saskatchewan's naturally occurring hydrogen systems. This collaboration includes researchers from PTRC, the U of R, the Saskatchewan Geological Survey, and the Colorado School of Mines. Max Power is a mineral exploration company focused on North America's shift to decarbonization, with a significant land position in the natural hydrogen sector. The company also holds properties in the United States and Canada focused on critical minerals, including the Wilcox Playa Lithium Project in Arizona.
Investor News breaks: Strawberry Fields REIT Inc., an S American SDW, declares 16 cents per share quarterly dividend. Strawberry Fields REIT Inc. has declared a cash dividend of $1.16 per share on its common stock, payable on December 30, 2025, to shareholders of record as of December 16, 2025. The company is engaged in the ownership, acquisition, development, and leasing of skilled nursing and healthcare-related properties, with a portfolio of 142 facilities. For more information, visit the company's newsroom at the provided link. The new gold rush of the AI era. ES Gold Corp notes that AI technology relies on gold and silver, essential metals in chips and electronics. With global reserves tightening, demand for gold and technology rose by 7% in 2024. ES Gold Corp, ESAUE/ESAUF, is positioned to meet this demand with a fully funded project. Key industry players like Amazon.com Inc., NASDAQ, Apple Inc., AAPL, Microsoft Corp., MSFT, and Alphabet Inc., NASDAQ, OG, are part of the global chain transforming mined metals for technology use. Network Newswire provides financial news and content distribution for companies like ES Gold Corp, offering access to a vast network of wire solutions and enhanced press release distribution.
The energy breakthrough that could power the AI era. Artificial intelligence is driving a global energy shift, with machines demanding massive amounts of electricity. Max Power Mining Corp is leading the charge in natural hydrogen development, with a major project in Saskatchewan. The company has begun drilling its first dedicated natural hydrogen well, aiming to make a groundbreaking commercial discovery. Max Power is positioning itself alongside energy giants like Tesla, ExxonMobil, and Chevron, working towards stable, sustainable energy solutions. Stay tuned for more updates on this game-changing energy breakthrough. Investor news breaks. Max Power Mining, OTC, MAXXF, Frankfurt, 89N, advances collaboration with PTRC and University of Regina on Canada's first natural hydrogen drill program. Max Power Mining is strengthening its collaboration with the Petroleum Technology Research Center and the University of Regina through a technical working session at the U of R Innovation Center, followed by a field visit to the Lawson drill site near Central Butte, Saskatchewan. Led by Chief Geoscientist Steve Halabura, the session aims to deepen understanding of Saskatchewan's naturally occurring hydrogen systems and identify new research and commercialization opportunities. Max Power is an innovative mineral exploration company focused on North America's shift to decarbonization, with a dominant land position in the natural hydrogen sector. The company also holds properties in the United States and Canada focused on critical minerals, including a diamond drilling discovery at the Wilcox Playa Lithium Project in southeast Arizona. For more information, visit the company's newsroom. Rug Wild Beauty expands U.S. reach, now available on Amazon. Rug Wild Beauty, the luxury organic skincare brand from the Rug Estate in North Wales, has expanded its reach in the United States through Amazon. Founded by Lord Robert Newborough, the brand combines nature with science to create high-performance skincare. Each product is crafted with wild-foraged botanicals and natural actives for clinically proven results. Available on Amazon, Rug Wild Beauty's collection includes bestsellers like the Deep Cleansing Balm and Protecting Day Cream, all Cosmos Organic certified. The brand's mission is to make sustainable skincare accessible, and its entry into Amazon marks a significant milestone in its U.S. expansion.
GeoVax recognizes World Immunization Day, advancing innovation and trust in vaccination. GeoVax Labs, Inc. recognizes World Immunization Day, emphasizing the importance of vaccines and the need for increased confidence. With a focus on innovation and transparency, GeoVax is committed to developing diversified next-generation vaccines. Their multi-antigen vaccine candidates aim to provide broader immune responses, ensuring protection for vulnerable populations like the immunocompromised. By advancing U.S. manufacturing and prioritizing trust, GeoVax is working towards a future where immunization continues to save lives and protect communities worldwide. The 33rd Hong Kong International Optical Fair attracts some 12,000 buyers. The 33rd Hong Kong International Optical Fair, organized by the Hong Kong Trade Development Council and co-organized by the Hong Kong Optical Manufacturers Association, concluded successfully today, attracting some 12,000 buyers from 92 countries and regions. Buyers primarily came from the Chinese mainland, Taiwan, India, Japan, Korea, the US, and ASEAN countries such as Indonesia, Malaysia, the Philippines, and Thailand. The fair showcased products focusing on key market trends like smart technology, sustainability, silver healthcare, and functionality and design, highlighting the industry's latest achievements in technological innovation and sustainability. The event also featured the results of the 25th Hong Kong Eyewear Design Competition, showcasing award-winning entries from local designers.
17th Hong Kong International Wine and Spirits Fair wraps up on a high note with over 8,200 buyers. The 17th Hong Kong International Wine and Spirits Fair wrapped up yesterday, attracting over 8,200 trade buyers from 57 countries and regions. The new World of Spirits Zone showcased spirits from 14 countries and regions, featuring six of the top 10 Chinese Baijiu brands. Homegrown brands gained recognition from overseas buyers, injecting authentic Hong Kong character. The event brought together over 620 exhibitors from 23 countries and regions, showcasing wines and spirits from more than 40 origins. The spirits market is becoming increasingly diversified, with the introduction of a new World of Spirits zone accounting for more than a third of total exhibitors. Chinese Baijiu was a highlight, targeting a new generation of consumers and showing potential in emerging markets. The fair also featured wines and spirits from around the globe, demonstrating the event's role in helping brands bring in and go global. Exciting events explored market trends, with 45 sessions offering insights into the latest industry trends, including discussions on AI in the wine industry and unique wines from unsung regions. Multiple tasting sessions provided industry professionals with an in-depth understanding of wines and spirits from different origins, creating an atmosphere of knowledge sharing and interactive engagement. Thank you for joining us today. That's it for this episode of the NewsRamp Business and Corporate Podcast. As a reminder, NewsRamp curates news from leading newswires like Newsworthy.ai, 24-7PressRelease.com, NewsDirect.com, and BlockchainWire.io. We encourage you to visit NewsRamp.com to read all of today's news.